Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, May 9th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Moscow's military action in Ukraine is a forced response to Western policies. In a speech commemorating the Soviet Union's World War II triumph over Nazi Germany, Putin didn't make any major announcements about the war, as some had predicted. He said that Russian forces were fighting in eastern Ukraine's Donbas region for the security of the homeland. Several internet providers, including AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon, have agreed to help offer high-speed service to millions of unconnected households through the bipartisan infrastructure law, according to White House officials. They said the companies agreed to increase their internet speeds or cut prices to ensure that all eligible households can tap into high-speed plans for no more than $30 a month. Cryptocurrency prices fell over the weekend in the wake of last week's Wall Street sell-off. Bitcoin touched below $34,000, about half of its all-time high. The crypto market has increasingly moved in tandem with traditional markets as more professional investors trade the digital currencies. Markets in Asia ended mostly lower, and European shares fell in early trading. And U.S. stock futures were down following last week's sell-offs on Wall Street. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.